Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's performances featuring the one and only Van Cliburn. We'll hear several of his appearances with Interlochen's student orchestra spanning over four decades. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In the late 1950s, the Cold War was at its peak. The former Soviet Union launched the first successful satellite, Sputnik 1, in October of 1957. Months later, the first international Tchaikovsky piano competition was held in Moscow. Texan pianist Van Cliburn traveled to Moscow to compete in this competition, and he quickly became an audience favorite. The audience and judges agreed that Van Cliburn had won the competition, but the judges hesitated to present an American with the award. This contest was supposed to demonstrate Russia's cultural superiority, after all. The Russian Federation President Nikita Khrushchev replied, "Is he the best? Then give him the prize." Soon after Van Cliburn had won, Joe Matty used his connections with Van Cliburn's mother, Wilda B. O'Brien, to convince Van to come to Interlochen and perform with the students. Here's music from that very first performance he gave with the National High School Symphony Orchestra in July of 1961. Joe Matty conducted the orchestra in this first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 1 of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky in Kresge Assembly Hall.
Thank you.
Clyburn's very first performance with the National High School Symphony Orchestra here at Interlaken. We heard the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Joe Matty conducted that performance in Kresge. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to piano concertos performed by Van Clyburn from some of his many visits to Interlaken. You can stream this and most of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio mobile app. During his first visit in 1961, Van Clyburn was hesitant about performing with the Interlaken Student Orchestra. In her book, Joe Matty of Interlaken, Norma Lee Browning recorded Van's first reaction when Joe Matty told Van that he was going to be accompanied by a 180-piece high school orchestra. He was trying to figure out how one would hear the piano against the din of almost 200 amateur musicians. Dr. Matty told him not to worry about a thing and that everything would be all right. In the end, Van Clyburn was very impressed with the Interlaken student orchestras. He said at the end of the performance, he felt like sitting down and immediately writing out recommendation letters for some of them. In fact, Van Clyburn was so impressed with Interlaken's student orchestras that he came back the next summer, and for many summers thereafter. Next, we'll hear music from his second visit to Interlaken during the summer of 1962. This is the first movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, a piece reputed to be one of the most technically challenging piano concertos in the standard repertoire. Here's the National High School Symphony Orchestra, conducted by A. Clyde Roller.
Thank you.
first movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. Van Cliburn performing with the National High School Symphony Orchestra in July of 1962. Clyde Roller conducted that performance in Kresge Auditorium. Cliburn returned to Interlaken regularly until the late 1970s. That was when he started scaling back his public performances and appearances following the death of his father. He did remain involved at Interlaken, however, serving on the Board of Trustees from 1962 until 2004. Van came back and performed one more time with Interlaken students, and that was in the summer of 2006 to celebrate the 45th anniversary of his very first visit to Interlaken. If you'd like to see a photo of him during that visit in 2006, check out classicalipr.org. Here's a recording from that final performance he gave here at Interlaken in July 2006. It's the final two movements of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Jung Ho Pak conducted the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Kresge. Clyburn, performing the final two movements of the Piano Concerto No. 1 in B-flat minor of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Jung Ho Pak conducted the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in July of 2006. This was the final performance Van Clyburn would give at Interlaken before his death in 2013. In Norma Lee Browning's book, Joe Maddie of Interlaken, Van Clyburn said, "I'm no politician. I'm a pianist, an American from Kilgore, Texas, who has had the privilege and the responsibility of playing for many people of the world. And of this I am sure, if there is a universal language, it is music." Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.